Now, brothers and sisters, we believe that we who declared ourselves to be righteous Muslims should not participate in wars which take the lives of humans. As Muslims, we don't go to war. We don't get drafted. We don't join anybody's army. We don't teach you not to go because they put us in jail for sedition. I would never tell you not to go. I wouldn't be that dumb. But I sure would tell you if you're dumb enough to go, that's up to you. If you're dumb enough to fight for someone who means you no good, if you're dumb enough to fight for something that you have never gotten, if you are dumb enough to be as dumb as your other brother who went into Korea and came back and still caught hell, if you're dumb enough to follow in the footsteps of your older brother during World War II who fought all over the South Pacific like Isaac Woodard and came back here to this country and got his eyes punched out by police right here in this country, if you are dumb enough behind what you know about the white man today to let him stick his uniform on you and send you overseas to fight, well, you go to hell on and fight. But I'm not that dumb. For me, and I can only speak for myself, I'll go to jail. I'll go to prison. Stick me in jail. Let me go to prison.
Right.
But don't give me your uniform. And don't give me your rifle, because I might use it on someone that you don't intend for me to use. Don't never put me in your airplane and fill it with bombs and tell me go bomb the enemy. Well, I don't have the far to go to find that enemy. No! We do not believe that this nation should force us to take part in such wars, for we have nothing to gain from it unless America agrees to give us necessary territory wherein we may then have something to fight for. Give us part of this country, and then if it's attacked, we got something to fight for. But the days are gone when you think you can draft this little black man who's sitting up here in the slums and ghettos of Harlem, who receives nothing but the worst schools and the worst education, who can't even get a decent job. Why, that cracker is out of his mind if he thinks our people are dumb enough to go run after him today into some kind of war that he's going to instigate and start for his own mercenary benefit. Those days are over. We believe, yes, let him fight his own war. Let him fight his own battle. If you and I can't fight in Mississippi, we got no business fighting over someplace else. If we're going to be nonviolent at home, we're going to be nonviolent abroad. We believe our women should be respected and protected as the women of other nationalities are respected and protected. And as I said at our last rally, the reason you never see any of our Muslim sisters out here, we have a fear. We fear that you will molest them. You might step on one, or you might nudge one. And when you put your hand on a Muslim sister, we are obligated by our religion to let your head roll in the street. We are obligated. We are religiously obligated to take the life of the man who disrespects our women. And four policemen on that corner one night, I was told a week later, had the audacity to approach one of our sisters. And I think that the word should go around that this is the wrong thing to do. This is a dangerous thing to do. In fact, it's dangerous anywhere in Harlem today for a white man to show disrespect to a black woman. It's dangerous for the white man to do this. And I think you'll agree it is dangerous. We believe that we're at the time now when God, the Prince of Peace, has a desire to set up his kingdom here on this earth. But we do not believe that God can establish a kingdom of peace until he first removes from the planet the warmonger, the war maker, the troublemaker. So today, we believe religiously that God is after the white man, that God is rounding them up, that God is bringing them together, dumping them all in one spot for the sole purpose of casting all of them into the lake of fire. We religiously believe that when you read the book of Revelation and it points out in there about the beast in the last days that was cast into the lake of fire as Muslims, we believe that this means none other than the American white man. We believe that his future is a fiery future, a future in which he will be enveloped in the flames that will stem from God's wrath. And because we believe this religiously, we respect him, but we don't have any desire to be integrated with him. We want to be separated from him. We want to please God. We want to get on God's side so God will be on our side. We want to make ourselves acceptable to God. We don't want to make ourselves acceptable to the white man. We're not trying to impress the white man. We shake his hand, we show him respect, but we're not trying to make no love with the white man. Let him love his own kind and let us love our own kind. Let him unite his own kind and let us unite our own kind. Let him live in his neighborhood and let us live in our neighborhood. Let him run his community and let us run our community. If the white men cops are going to be in the white community, let us have some black ones. Let us have some black precincts. Let us have some black merchants. Let us have some black stores. Let us have something black in a black community. We are tired of looking into the face of these blue-eyed exploiters who are taking advantage of our people. I've enjoyed you. Brothers and sisters, I want, in the name of Allah, the all-wise, true and living God, the one to whom all praise is due, we thank him together in unity and harmony. As you know, the white man is always looking for you to cut up, start something that he can blame on us. So as you disperse from this meeting this afternoon, we want you to be cool, calm, collected. Don't let anyone irk you or provoke you into becoming involved in any kind of trouble. On the other hand, we still don't teach you to turn the other cheek. We don't in any way at any time teach you to turn the other cheek.